talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, you just have to laugh when you see a headline like this from a liberal website like the Daily Coast. Here's the headline from the Daily Coast. Now, I think it was apparently, I guess you would think of it like a guest post, a guest column from some liberal in, I think, Park County, Montana, one of the Montana Democrats in Park County, Montana. So they're saying that the content is not subject to review by the Daily Coast staff prior to publication. But I did see that the Montana Democrats were complaining about this. And I saw that even a local news outfit in Bozeman had done a story about it. Anyway, the dangerous claims of the Gallatin County, Montana Republicans about Democrats and President Biden. What are these dangerous claims that the Democrats are claiming that the Republicans made? Wait till you hear some of these that they're saying are the dangerous claims of the Gallatin County Republicans. I'll get to that here in just a second. But first, I know John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, isn't with us on the show until Tuesdays. Well, he might be with us listening right now. So I probably should save this story for Tuesday's show, but I can't wait till Tuesday. Plus, we'll have a million other things to talk about come tomorrow anyway. John shared this one via X over the weekend. He says, this is just too good. And when you hear this story, I'm sure you're going to be thinking the same thing that I am. Where is Zoe Zephyr? Zoe Zephyr has got to be sent to Gaza to immediately provide a morale boost to the Hamas terrorists there and the folks that are continuing to fight our friends in Israel, even after these Hamas terrorists committed the worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust. Anyway, what John shared was this post via X.com from the ex-Muslim. A British Malana says that Allah isn't giving Palestine victory because there are too many gay people at the pro-Palestine protests. Where are the queers for Palestine now? I mean, we've pointed out the obvious, you know, right? When you see all the purple-haired LGBTQ protesters protesting in support of the Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. We pointed out the obvious, which is like, you guys are sitting here rallying for the very Hamas terrorists who would throw you off of a rooftop if they knew what your lifestyle was. And yet you're taking their side over our friends in Israel's side here? Anyway, now here's this this Muslim activist on X. You can see this video where he's saying that, well, the reason that Allah isn't giving Palestine victory, the reason they're getting their butts kicked by the Israelis right now, by the Jews right now, is because there's too many gay people at the pro-Palestine protests. Where's Zoe Zephyr? Where's Zoe Zephyr? Why haven't you gone to Gaza yet?
Securing America.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin heads to Germany today to host a meeting of the multi-nation Ukraine Defense Contact Group tomorrow. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby described the Ukrainians' current situation while appearing on Fox News Sunday.
The Ukrainian commanders on the battlefield are literally making life and death decisions about whether they will fire back or won't, whether they'll move back, because they're running out of ammunition.
Some are now suggesting providing aid to Ukraine in the form of a loan. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul also on Fox News Sunday.
It's not, you know, no interest, waivable, but it's symbolic. It is a loan program.
Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland commented on the subject on NBC's Meet the Press, saying the bottom line is Ukraine needs help.
If we can't do anything other than that, we might have to consider that. But this is in our national security interest.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, I'm very excited about the week ahead with our statewide show, Montana Talks. Here's why. We're going to have time to take your phone calls. We're going to have some great guests coming up on the show. But even better yet, we're getting out on the road. We're going to be live on Friday from the Farm Expo in Plentywood. And then I get to go to Schmeckfest Friday night. Hope to see many of our listeners there as well. So an exciting, fun week ahead. Plus, we'll cover the big news of the day as well. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk statewide, 9 to 10.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I'll tell you about the dangerous claims of the Gallatin County Republicans that was spelled out in this Daily Coast piece. I gotta wonder, was this actually a Republican that wrote this for the Daily Coast? Were they pretending to be a Democrat? Because when you read this thing, it's just hysterical. It's like, is somebody actually complaining that the Gallatin County Republicans shared this information? It's all true. And if you were a Democrat that was actually trying to help liberal Senator John Tester get reelected, why would you repeat the information that the correct information, by the way, that the Gallatin County Republicans had shared? Because it paints a damning picture of Biden and Tester and the Democrat Party. Why would you share this with the Daily Coast? Because I don't care how liberal you are, you have to read what the Gallatin County Republicans wrote and be like, well, they got a point there. Oh, they got a point there. Well, they're right there. We may not like it, but they're right. Right? Anyway, I'll tell you about this in particular here in a second. Plus, what are they pretending to be mad at President Trump about today? We'll get to that and more. But the phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. We've got open phones for the next 2 hours on the show here. So let's start with a phone call. We got Lee in Kalispell first up this morning. Great to hear from you, Lee.
Yes, this is a possible way of taking your vote away from you. A guy called in on another talk show, and he was saying about people aren't smart enough to actually vote. They need to take a test first. I know it's not constitutional, but this is what he claims. Okay, the one problem with that, who would make out the test? And obviously, if you didn't vote for the person that they wanted you to vote for, you weren't smart enough to vote.
Okay, so somebody had called into another program saying that, hey, I want to have a test before people go to vote, and you're saying that would just be one more way to try to take away our vote.
Yeah, well, if you didn't pass the test, you wouldn't be allowed to vote.
What kind of, it makes you wonder who would be writing these test questions, because
who would be, obviously if you didn't vote for the candidate they wanted you to, obviously you're not smart enough to vote.
Well, and they could write those questions and they could demand wrong answers. And if you give the right answer, they could say, nope, that's wrong. That's not what the Second Amendment means. So you don't get a vote. Good point, Lee. Well, Lee, thanks for calling in. Appreciate that. Yeah, it all comes down to who is writing the test, who is giving you the questions, and then who is saying what the answers are. Because we know they fundamentally have a wrong view of what our Second Amendment rights are, of what our First Amendment rights are. So what if they were the ones coming up with the test, the constitutional test, that they themselves can't even pass, right? All right, Lee, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Okay, so the dangerous claims of the Gallatin County Republicans. What is this writer, who apparently lives in Park County, Montana, for the dailycoast.com, a very liberal left-wing blog, what is this writer claiming is so dangerous about the information being shared by the Gallatin County Republicans? I'll read some excerpts from the piece here. In the heart of Montana, a passionate struggle is taking place to uphold the values of inclusivity – understanding and tolerance, striving to keep the state free from the shadows of ignorance, hate, and bigotry. Oh, yeah, you guys are the inclusive ones. You guys are the tolerant ones. You guys are the understanding ones. Oh, for Pete's sake, you guys are trying to bully and intimidate anybody who disagrees with you. You guys are the ones who have the federal government spying on Catholic churchgoers. You guys are the ones who are embracing the anti-Semitic activists all across this country. You guys are the ones who have bigoted views and want to silence Christians. You shut down churches but kept abortion mills up and running. Oh, but you're the inclusive, tolerant ones. Sure, right. But anyway, what do they say are these dangerous claims from the Gallatin County Republicans? First bullet point, drugs and immigration. The emails from the Gallatin County Republicans assert that illegal drugs are inundating communities across the nation, including Gallatin County. Furthermore, there are claims that a surge of illegal immigrants, predominantly young men from China and Middle Eastern countries, are flooding into the country daily, contributing to the perceived crisis. Okay, so the emails assert that illegal drugs are inundating communities. The emails talk about a perceived crisis. No, there's actual facts that show that illegal drugs are inundating communities across Montana. Tribal leaders on the Crow Reservation just told AG Merrick Garland a few days ago about how the Mexican drug cartels are targeting Native American women and how it's sometimes easier to purchase drugs on parts of the reservation than it is groceries. Oh, but no, some most likely white liberal in Park County, Montana, says that this is just an assertion that illegal drugs are inundating communities. This is just a perceived crisis of 20-plus thousand Chinese men, military-aged, crossing our southern border, and 7 to 10 million-plus other illegal aliens invading our southern border. I'll get to the other bullet points and your phone calls right after this. 294-0970.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now, you'll notice another pattern here. In the national news this morning, what is the liberal mob media freaking out about over the weekend? The bloodbath comments from President Trump. Now, even though President Trump was clearly talking about what is happening and is further going to happen to the U.S. automobile industry under Joe Biden's Green New Deal policies and trade policies, that's what he was referring to, was an economic bloodbath. Of course, the liberal mob media, you know, now what are they pretending to be mad at Donald Trump about today? It's the bloodbath remarks. But again, what do you see happening here? They're not mad about the actual bloodbath that would occur in our economy. They're just like they're not mad about the illegal aliens and the crime that's occurring as a result of this invasion. They're mad about the way Trump talks about it. They're mad about the way you talk about it. And that's the same pattern here with this Daily Coast piece. The dangerous claims of the Gallatin County Republicans about Democrats and President Biden. Again, they don't even think that the drugs are a problem in Montana. They don't even think that the illegal aliens flooding across our southern border is the problem. They just have a problem with the way the Gallatin County Republicans are talking about it. Before I get right back into your phone calls here, let me just go over a couple of the other bullet points that they point to here. Social and educational concerns. Among the claims is the assertion that children are being taught that they can pursue any passing whim without consequence. Additionally, it suggests a breakdown in understanding the concept of womanhood. To the Park County Democrat who authored this piece, you're the ones that want men taking away women's sports opportunities. You're the ones that defend boys playing in girls' sports, and even if it causes actual harm to these young women. You're the ones that argue in support of chopping body parts off of healthy young kids in the name of the transgender ideology. Oh, but you think that because Republicans are raising concerns about this, that makes them dangerous? When you're the ones that want to chop body parts off of little kids. Economic strain. The email alleges that non-paying peasant families are burdening the medical and educational systems, seeking entitlements at the expense of taxpayers. It paints a picture of these systems being bankrupted by this influx. Again, Park County Democrat. Okay, you don't like the use of the word peasant? Okay, they removed the word peasant. But are you suggesting that places are not going bankrupt because of illegal aliens in America right now? Have you heard about the hospitals in Denver and other hospital systems where these illegal aliens are overwhelming the system? They are being bankrupted by the influx of illegal aliens and the free health care they're providing. That's why they want you and I and the rest of the taxpayers to give them more federal money so that they can continue giving more free stuff to illegal aliens while the rest of us have to pay more and more and more. And then it says this about President Biden. A scathing critique of President Joe Biden has been included, alleging that he is merely a figurehead for a group described as a Politburo of Marxist and transgender advocates. And then further down, it alleges that in return for his compliance, the president indulges in frequent vacations, ice cream consumption, and napping. Again, to the Park County Democrat who authored this piece for Daily Kos, what did they get wrong? What did they get wrong? Oh, man, it's just hysterical when you read this piece. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Let's go to Francis in Big Fork next up. Great to hear from you, Francis.
Oh, same here. I always like talking to you. I was thinking about Austin Knutson. You know, they're trying to persecute him just like they are Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's because they know these goofy judges we got in this state. And we need Wilson and Corey Swanson, Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson, to be elected the new judges, because we got to get some fresh blood in there, and the ones that believe in the Constitution and God and family, not this other junk like, you know, the
radical transgender agenda, etc.
Yeah, that's the words for them, and I would like to see some of them like go over in Gaza and help them out. I think they should do that.
Well, you know, that's what's so disgusting, and this is how radicalized the major portion of the Montana Democrat Party base has become, where they prop up the Zoe Zephyrs of the world. They prop up the radical transgender advocate who basically cheered on the transurrectionists while they were attacking our Montana House of Representatives. And that's who they prop up. And at the same time, they prop up the radical Islamic folks as well, the anti-Jewish, the anti-Semitic folks. And it's like, wait a minute, these two are in obvious conflict. How do the radical Islamic folks team up with the rainbow radicalized LGBTQ crowd? It's because both of them want to transform America into something else. Now, that something else is going to be quite different. The radical Islamists have
It'll be just like Cuba. They told them the same thing. Then they came in and confiscated the land, killed the young men, so that they wouldn't have any fighting age. And so I know people that were there. I mean, I have a friend, and her friend, her folks lived there, and that's what they did. They killed their sons because they said they owned the land and they just took it away, the communists.
Yeah, and they targeted black people too. I mean, they targeted black people when the communists took over. They targeted black Cubans and killed them in particular. But yet, how many left wing activists in America will wear a Che Guevara T-shirt, right? Francis, great to hear from you. Yeah, no, it's the radical Islamists want to transform America and something more of their liking. The radical LGBTQ activists want to transform America into a non-Judeo-Christian country. Both of them, while they have a much different vision of what they want America to eventually be, they both have a shared interest in transforming America into something else. So that's why they are strange bedfellows for now, right? And that's why you have a Zoe Zephyr, the radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula, front and center at the anti-Israel pro-Hamas protests that we've seen here in Montana. Francis, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Hey, by the way, I'm going to be in your hometown of Plentywood, Montana this Friday for the KATQ Radio Farm Expo. So I know it's a bit of a haul from the Flathead, but if you can join us, it'd be great to see you there. If not, we'll see you out on the town in the Flathead soon for sure. So that'll be great as well. And then we're going to hit the Schmeckfest in Lustre on Friday night after the Farm Expo. All right, let's see. I was talking about how, the author of this piece for the Daily Kos, apparently it's a Democrat out of Park County, Montana, was complaining about the way Gallatin County Republicans are talking about the drugs that are infiltrating our communities, the Mexican drug cartels that are facilitating this invasion of our borders. This Democrat in Park County was more concerned with how they talked about those problems and obviously had no concern with the problems Joe Biden and John Tester are creating themselves, but doesn't like the way you talk about those problems. In similar fashion, here we go. What are they pretending to be mad at Donald Trump about today? Maria Bartiromo with Sunday Morning Futures. She summed up the whole fake news, liberal media mob anger in just 1 minute, Sunday morning on Fox News.
President Trump says Biden's climate change agenda is driving the auto business into bankruptcy, and the result will be a bloodbath of unemployed workers. The remarks triggering dishonest headlines about what he actually said from the mainstream media this morning.
No idea. Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. China's building really big plants in Mexico, and Mexico's building. What about here? Well, we're building much smaller plants here.
All right. And, of course, President Trump's critics would never use the term bloodbath, right? Oh, you just wait. Tom Elliott, Grabian Media, they've got the receipts. I'll play a little montage for you here shortly. But obviously he was talking about economic pain, not blood in the streets. He was talking about economic pain. Some of you are dealing with real pain right now, pain in your knees, pain in your back, pain in your hips, pain in those joints, and you're looking for natural treatment solutions. You're trying to dodge surgery. You're trying to dodge those painkiller drugs or get off of those painkillers. Well, I'll tell you what, QC Kinetics is on the ground in Montana. They've got hundreds of clinics all across America. They are the nation's leader in regenerative, non-surgical pain relief. And you can call them today to get a free consultation to find out more about what they offer. Basically, they take the healing agents that are already in your body and they consolidate them and they put them directly into those achy joints so you can get your life back. So as this springtime weather, finally we get to enjoy a little bit of it here, you can get out and enjoy it. Call QC Kinetics for your free consultation, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. And while you're at it, call us. Open phones back after this.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Food prices still remain high, and as a result, many people turn to unhealthy processed foods, which tend to be cheaper and easier to prepare. But eating healthy does not have to break the bank. There are ways to consume nutritious foods on the cheap. However, it does require forethought and planning. You might want to select healthy recipes that have common ingredients and that could possibly freeze well or can be eaten for several days, like soups and casseroles. There are also plenty of foods and ingredients that are cheap and healthy that have a long shelf life, like brown rice, oatmeal, and beans. You can save on fruits and vegetables by buying what's in season. Frozen fruits and vegetables are another affordable option. You can also purchase meat, ground beef, and poultry in bulk. Eating healthy doesn't mean you have to buy everything organic, which tends to be more pricey. And try your hand at growing your own fruits, vegetables, and herbs, which can really save you a lot of dough. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
When you need to cash out part of your retirement savings. I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip, coming up.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The required minimum distribution, RMD, is the amount of money you must withdraw from your IRA or other retirement account if you reach the maximum age. CPA John Lieberman, managing director of Pearlson Wiener, says if you didn't, you'll be penalized.
If you're age 73 or older, you should have taken out your RMD distribution prior to the year end, because there is a 25% penalty on any of these undistributed funds.
If this is the first year you owe, you can pay it on tax day. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Hey, I just got a nice email that came in. This came in from Pete and Elaine in Manhattan, Montana. If you guys haven't seen this yet, on our Montana Talks website, I did a little story. I think it was on Friday's show. I shared a message that we got on our Montana Talks app from Evan in Belt. Anyway, Evan and Belt, he sent us a message about TikTok, you know, this communist Chinese influence and intelligence operation, the app known as TikTok. And he said there was something about TikTok and all of the TikTok in the news that got him thinking about his grandmother's clock in northeastern Montana. And when I read that message, I started thinking about my grandmother's clock in northeastern Montana that I would hear in her living room, you know, every hour on the hour. And it was this. So I asked Evan and Belt. I said, hey, Evan, and I played some of the audio of the Westminster Quarters chime. And I said, Evan, is that the same noise that your grandmother's clock in northeastern Montana would make? Because that was the chime that my grandmother's clock in northeastern Montana had. And he said, yeah, that's exactly it. Same chime. And anyway, so I did a story on our Montana Talks website, including a little YouTube video featuring the audio of that chime, and got a nice email from Pete and Elaine in Manhattan, Montana. Hey, I just read about you growing up with your grandmother's chimes. It made me smile. I grew up in Marin County, California, and within hearing range of the San Francisco Theological Seminary bell tower. Every hour on the hour, they played the Westminster chimes. That was many moons ago, but for a Christmas present to ourselves last year, we bought a new mantle clock from Seiko. And it plays the Westminster chimes, not just on the hour, but on the quarter hour. Also, we love it as it brings back many memories and very comforting. Thanks for the article, Pete and Elaine. Thanks for the email. And yeah, that was kind of a fun article to throw together. Got that on our Montana Talks website last night. Plus, I did a little story about Schmeckfest in Luster, Montana, because I know some people are already wondering, what is Schmeckfest? Well, we've got the full audio on our Montana Talks website. Actually, there is audio from our conversation about it last year, but we've got the story, all the details, the poster promoting the event. It's all there, MontanaTalks.com. All right, real quick here, real quick before I get back into the phone lines here, we've got Sean in Kalispell on the phone lines, apparently a candidate for office. So, Sean, look forward to hearing from you. Real quickly, I mentioned how they've got the receipts. You know, President Trump's critics would never use the term bloodbath, figuratively speaking, would they? Now, of course, President Trump was talking about the auto industry, as Ohio Senator J.D. Vance pointed out on Fox News.
Look, we were all there. We all heard exactly what he said. He was saying that if you allow the Chinese to dominate the EV industry, which is what Biden's policies are promoting, you're going to destroy the auto industry in this country. It's going to be a bloodbath for the auto industry. He's 100% correct about that.
All right. But meanwhile, all the pearl-clutching liberal media mob, they would never use bloodbath. They would never use that term. Tom Elliott, Grabian Media, they've got the receipts.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC,
headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
A bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies
as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath there shaping
all together now. Bloodbath. 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 All right. The bloodbath continues for at least another 90 seconds, but let's get into your phone calls here. Let's stop the bleeding. 294-0970. We've got Sean Pandina in Kalispell. Sean, thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Aaron. Yeah, I'm running for House District 7 here in downtown Kalispell. I just recently got endorsed by the Flathead County Republican Central Committee. My opponent is not endorsed by them. Anyway, I heard what you're talking about earlier, the Central Committee sending in a letter, and I absolutely agree. We need to definitely protect Montana from the flow of illegals coming in. And we, number one, need to make sure that they are not allowed to vote. I found it pretty interesting. House Bill 402, the original draft of that in the last session, would actually allow people to vote without first verifying their citizenship. And my opponent actually voted for that. So that was kind of disturbing to me.
Well, remember, there were non-citizens that voted in a municipal election in Dodson, Montana. What was that, 2 years ago? And they didn't. Nobody found out until after the election. It was a race decided by two votes, and there were two non-citizens that ended up voting. So that would be a good case for why they should check citizenship status prior to voting, right?
Absolutely. That's one of the, you know, we got to protect our state in every way, and that's definitely one of them. We need to make sure it's just Montana citizens and legal votes being counted.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is here, you know, the folks on the other side of the aisle, they'll say, oh, come on, people don't. They're not going to cheat and vote in an election that they're not supposed to vote in. Yeah, but they'll murder young 22-year-old college students while jogging, and they'll rape little kids, and they'll stab people. They'll do all those other things, but they won't vote illegally, right?
Yeah, they're a problem, and I'd like to be able to, you know, get our law enforcement the tools they need to help, you know, get them moved back to where they came from.
Should be pretty easy to verify this day and age with all the technology that we've had be available. Should be pretty easy to say, okay, yep, you're not registered in California or anywhere else, and oh, you're an American citizen. Okay, all right, here you go. Here's your ballot. Right? Well, why does it have to be that hard? But then again, the Democrats don't even want to check for ID. They don't even want you to be able to verify you are who you say you are. Sean Pandina, thanks for the call. Thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. Next up, let's go to Matt in Billings. Matt, great to hear from you.
Good morning. You
guys, this previous caller kind of talked about the topic I wanted to talk about. And what I was listening to Maria Bartiromo last weekend on Sunday, and she came up with a guest that had said something really, very, very interesting. The Senate took a vote to count every body in America, not every U.S. citizen in America, for census, which then determines how many congressional seats each you know state gets, and then it also determines how many electoral votes at the end each state gets. And just everybody knows that John Tester did vote for this, and so he's diluting Montana's vote. And I think that takes a little bit too deep, but it's actually election interference in this case. When they vote for these kind of laws, I mean, we the people of America are the citizens. They're going to be the only people who should be voting.
It also impacts federal funding. It also impacts federal funding and the share of federal funding. So, like, if you have a seniors program that gets federal funding, or a tribal health program or whatever, if you get federal funding from the federal government, John Tester, by voting to count illegals in the census, is taking away funding from your organization.
Absolutely. And just deleting your vote as a Montana. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican or independent. When they allow these things to be happening, they dilute your vote. And I find that very offensive.
No, good point. Yeah, well said.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, you too, Matt. Thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. 406-294-0970. We've got the phone lines open until 10 a.m. Tim in Billings next up. Tim, we got about a minute and a half before the break. What's going on?
Morning, and well, talking about the illegals, the leftists say, well, just have them move to your area, and then you can get those votes. But that's exactly the opposite of what we want. But you were talking about the bloodbath, you know, all the NPCs, the non-player characters, all the bots out there in the media are saying, bloodbath, bloodbath, bloodbath. And there's a video out there, and it's several years old, and it talks about, it shows a video of a local news station, and then it shows another panel of a different local news station. And word for word, they're all saying the same thing, and it's just the homogenization of the top points of the media. Just if you can't look at that and see that they are just a controlled entity to try to elicit emotional and irrational responses from the public, you're not paying attention.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Speaking of media news, remember the 9-year-old kid that left-wing news outlet Deadspin attacked? They called him a racist, told that it was cultural appropriation for wearing a Native American headdress. But then they found out, oh, the kid is Native American. And, oh, he wasn't in blackface. He was black and red.
Yeah.
Deadspin has now laid off every staffer. They got bought out, and all the staff got fired after, you know, spinning all the fake news. They're dead now, apparently.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Joe Biden, am I allowed to ask a question? I might get in trouble. That's all Joe ever says. When he was trying to take questions in Saginaw, Michigan, I'll take questions. He said, can I take a couple of questions? Up comes a woman in a Biden-Harris jacket. We're going to take a few questions. Then the staff immediately puts their arms around Joe and walk him away. Why? Because his cognitive decline, that surge of energy, seems to have disappeared. Joe, you're the president, you idiot. Take as many questions as you want, but they won't let you, Joe, will they? Because they know that you're going to screw it up. They know you're a weak, frail, cognitive mess. America, wake up. You want this guy as your president?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The western portion of Montana is covered in trees, as we all know, and some other parts of the state as well. And the management of those forests is concerned to all of us who hunt, fish, hike, or simply live close to them. And since much of our state's forest land is publicly owned, mostly by the federal government, that task falls to government agencies for better or worse. Here's something about forest management you may not have thought about. Without a healthy, vibrant forest product industry with facilities near forest land, that management task becomes much more expensive. Think about it. The tree thinning, trimming, and corridor widening activities involved with managing forests to improve health and reduce wildfire risk work best when those involved can make money doing them. That, in turn, needs processing facilities, mills, chippers, and residue processors to be within economic transportation distance from forests. When that's not the case and forest management requires money, it largely doesn't happen. I'm Patrick Barkey.
800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso called him out, demanding answers as American hospitals are being overrun by illegal aliens. Why are American taxpayers brunting the bill and the impacts? That video, that story, go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy was on the southern border. Talks.com or get the app on your smartphone.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas and Saunas Live Well, Feel Better Studio. Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. If you call right now, I should be able to get to you before we wrap up this 8 o'clock hour of the show. Hey, if not, open phones for the 9 o'clock hour as well. So anything and everything you want to talk about here as we kick off this Monday Montana Talks. Got a busy week ahead. Live from Plentywood Friday morning and more to come before then. Back into the phone lines we go. We've got Jason in Bozeman. Jason, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, so I decided to participate in a little bit of American activism this weekend. I went down and on 19th Street in Bozeman. I'm not ashamed of what I did. I took my little Biden voters suck sign out there just to rile some people up. And, you know, about a third of the people sit there and honk all for you, give you a thumbs up. About another third of the people sit there and flick you off and start screaming out, yeah, the other third of the people, you know, just have big wide open eyes and don't know quite what to think. But so this one guy, he walks up to me on the street. He starts pushing me around, this older guy. He claimed he was a veteran. And he was sitting there yelling at me. He's like, you're a disgrace. He says, Trump, or he's like, you're probably a Trump supporter, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, wait, aren't you a Trump supporter? You're a veteran, you just told me. And he says, no, Trump is the biggest disgrace to the Army that has ever been. And so the guy kept pushing me around. He didn't realize I had bear mace on me, so I had to pull my bear mace out and put it in his face, and he finally backed off, okay? But for real, he's like, what does Trump have to do with making the Army bad? I have no idea. So if maybe somebody could explain to me what was going in this guy's head.
When Trump gets elected this November, let's see what happens to the U.S. Army's recruitment numbers after that, right? Because we can look at the recruitment numbers from when Trump was president. And by the way, when we started to see more peace through strength, by the way, and we can see the recruitment numbers now. Yeah, you get these guys, you get people, and who knows? This guy may have been a veteran. He may not have been a veteran. Sometimes you'll get people that will lie and make stuff up, and then you ask him two or three questions, and it's like, okay, this guy is not who he claims to be. But either way, Trump's bad for the Army. Well, I guess if you want an Army full of woke political activists that are pushing, you know, men into women's shower facilities. Yeah, it's bad for your army. But if you want an army that will protect and defend and stand up for the Constitution of the United States of America, yeah, probably not going to be good for your army there, big guy. All right, Jason, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Don in Great Falls. We got about a minute to go, but want to sneak you on. Don, what's on your mind? Oh, we lost Don. I was just going to go to Don. Maybe I pressed the wrong button sometimes if I'm putting somebody on hold and then trying to get to the next call. But I think I pressed the right button there. Anyway, well, Don, that's all right. Don, if you had to hang up there, we can get to you in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. 406-294-0970. What about young voters and Biden? Evita Campos Duffy. I believe she's the daughter of Rachel Campos Duffy, who's on Fox and Friends on the weekend, who spoke here in Montana recently. And then her dad was Congressman Duffy out of Wisconsin. Sean, if I remember right, she was on Fox at night, Fox News at night. She's also been writing some incredible columns for TheFederalist.com. Here's what she says about young voters and Biden.
Evita, what are you hearing from young people? Do you buy into that this really is this close among young people?
Well, I'm not sure it's quite that close. I think probably what we're going to see happen is a lot of young people who are disillusioned with Joe Biden stay home from the polls, which could actually really help Donald Trump. But I think there's a lot of things playing into this. I think you have, you know, the failure to follow through with the student loan forgiveness. You have the conflict in Israel with Hamas and that being a huge issue for young voters. You know, the economy doing really poorly. Bidenomics is not working.